Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday. Not unlike it, I
love it.
It's Friday and let's go to party time.
Yeah, it's Friday. Let's go to party time.
It's Friday and let's go to party time.
Shout out to Nelson. Called in yesterday and said it was Friday. Let's go to party time. And it was Thursday.
Kind of like his life though, man. When you live the kind of life where a Thursday and a Friday don't matter, like the difference between the two, like that's an amazing life.
And as soon as we got off the air, I was like, man, we got to save that because my man just became a legend.
It's Friday and let's go to party time.
So good. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea. Congratulations. You made it to Friday.
Oh, good morning, man.
What a week.
Lost some sleep this week, didn't I?
2 days in a row, the first things that I hear from Chelsea are hilarious. Yesterday it was struggle. And today was, I need a nap.
It's Friday, let's go to party time.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamara on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Good morning.
And hit us up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
All right, familia, getting into the weekend, feeling real good. Did anybody watch Avengers Endgame last night?
I think you had to, like, buy your tickets, two months ago. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Or we just had to have a hookup at a swap meet.
Yeah.
Facts. Again, they already had the film out, like, a month ago at the Paramount swap meet. Just FYI.
It's always my favorite when you get those and you're watching it, and then it looks like there'll be moments where you're like, man, this actually looks like a real, and then all of a sudden someone gets up in the middle of the movie theater in front of the camera and walks out, and you're like, ah-ha-ha.
That's facts, man. I remember back in the day when we had VCRs, and you could record stuff on a VCR, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't find a tape to record something. You just find a random tape. Literally use my brother's wedding tape.
Oh no. What did you tape over it? And how much more hilarious is that wedding when you like jumps right into Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. It was only like the first 15 minutes of the wedding ceremony.
So, and, when she's walking down the aisle. Good job, Edgar.
Well, listen, she's got pictures of it, Chelsea, all right? That's enough.
Also, no one even has a VCR anymore. You did them a favor.
Yeah.
You'd have to go find one at a garage sale.
And let's be honest, anybody who has a wedding video, you fast forward through the ceremony, and you get to the party. And you start talking about that one drunk aunt that's always walking around on Facebook Live showing everybody the party. You know what I'm saying? All right, guys. Awesome Friday weekend talk. You ready for this?
LA County Department of Health officials warning that roughly 117 students and faculty at UCLA may have been exposed to the measles virus. They say those under the threat of exposure may have come into contact with a student who contracted measles. Health officials saying if those possibly exposed can't prove they are free of the virus, they will be quarantined.
This is crazy, guys.
Wow.
It's also the quarantine situation has been expanded to Cal State LA as well. Coming up next, we got Dr. Rutland coming through to the studio. One of the dopest doctors and dopest sneaker game ever seen on a doctor.
That's what I want my doctor. About to go under for surgery. I'm like, nice Jordans.
What kind of sneakers are you wearing? Can I trust you? Right?
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
This is not good news right here. Measles outbreak, and it's real.
LA County Department of Health officials warning that roughly 117 students and faculty at UCLA may have been exposed to the measles virus. They say those under the threat of exposure may have come into contact with a student who contracted measles. Health officials saying if those possibly exposed can't prove they are free of the virus, they will be quarantined.
A lot of questions come to mind. First of all, what are the measles? It sounds like such a throwback situation from like the early 1900s or something. And how can you protect yourself and your family? And for that, we have Dr. Rutland in the studio. Good morning to you, Dr. Rutland.
Good morning. How are you guys today? Good morning, LA.
Appreciate you being with us. Go ahead, man.
Oh, I was going to say that measles sounds old because I know for a lot of people who, you know, I grew up in the state of Washington, and it was mandatory that we got the MMR vaccination. Mm-hmm. And then it just became an afterthought. It just became more of a pain for like, I got to go get the second shot or booster or whatever. And so it's not a virus that we hear about ever anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. So tons of questions. And that's why I reached out to my good friend, Dr. Rutland. He's an ICU doctor, also the national spokesperson for the American Lung Association. And I'm extremely grateful to him because he's one of the doctors that helped save my mom's life when she was in the ICU in the hospital for about 7 weeks. You and Dr. Patel. So thank you, man. Still forever grateful. Appreciate that. And he's got a sick sneaker game, which we'll talk about in a second because DJ Majestic's going crazy over the sneakers Dr. Rutland has on today.
Yeah, let's be honest. Measles was a convenient way to get him in here to talk about shoes, man.
It's all about sneakers.
Dr. Rutland, what are measles, man? Like, so what are the symptoms of it, too?
So everybody in the world knows what a virus is, right? We all get cold viruses. So the measles essentially is another virus. It's just a type of virus. It's an RNA virus, but it just so happens that it's extremely infectious. So anyone who contracts the measles can infect up to 20 people right away.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. And wow.
The thing that makes this virus so scary is that it can live up to 2 hours on its own, on a countertop, in the air, period.
Okay, and that's why we're seeing, like, it spreads so fast throughout UCLA and Cal State LA. So how can we protect ourselves from the measles?
So, you know, the first thing to do, the number one way to protect yourself is to obtain the vaccine. You have to obtain the vaccination, the MMR vaccination. Now, usually it's offered to babies 12 to 15 months of age.
Right.
And then you get a second shot from the ages of 4 to 6. Either way, you can get the vaccine if you haven't had it, so long as the doses are about 4 weeks apart.
So what is the, I mean, I was reading this morning that, like, the high fevers can, I mean, what are the negative repercussions?
Yeah.
Just say you get measles, what's the worst case scenario? It's not like the chicken pox,
right? Well, is it as scary as, like, we have led to believe it is? Because I think that's the thing. It's like, it's measles. Oh, my gosh, you're going to die. You know, that's kind of where you go because it's been, we haven't heard of it in so long. So is it that bad, would you say?
So all good questions and good points. So the measles is scary. And, you know, here's what happens. Whenever you get any kind of infection, especially the measles, it's your immune system that overreacts to the reaction or to the infection that really causes you to be sick. Mm. So just like when you scratch yourself and you get that redness around yourself when you scratch locally. So imagine that inflammation cascade taking place throughout your entire body.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what happens when you get something like the measles or any kind of virus. But the measles is just so virulent and so violent that it causes this overreaction of your immune system, which can put you in the hospital.
And so it's not necessarily like, I have the measles, I'm going to die.
No, it's not necessarily, I have the measles, I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. But it is, I have the measles, I better not be around anyone else because there are people at risk of dying. Those are kids less than 5.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
People with immunocompromising conditions, so their immune system doesn't work very well, and the elderly population. So that's why you quarantine.
Mm-hmm. So it just depends on the people around you. Like if you're going through chemotherapy or anything that would depress your immune system, then you can be susceptible to really having this virus take you out.
So how do you treat the measles? Let's say I get the measles and I see the symptoms, which are... Let's talk about the symptoms first, and then how do you treat them?
So, first of all, when you contract the measles, the symptoms are just like any other virus. You get a high fever.
Okay.
Generally speaking, you'll get a really big rash. You'll get this, what we call macular papular rash, which are like red bumps all around your abdomen, and then they spread throughout your body.
Got it.
And so, the way that we treat measles, unfortunately, there's no cure for measles. Now, in 2014, there was a drug that was studied in dogs that can possibly treat the measles, but it's not out yet. But when people get the measles, what we do is we treat them supportively. So if they have to be admitted to the hospital, so if you're a kid, you're probably going to get admitted to the hospital.
Right.
And we're going to support you as much as we can. That is the same thing we do to any patient that's in the hospital or in the intensive care unit. We give them fluids. We give them Tylenol to help with their fever. We give them certain things to make them feel better. It actually turns out that vitamin A, just a simple vitamin, helps your B cells produce more antibodies to help fight the virus and help neutralize the virus.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Rutland about how to protect yourself with this measles outbreak that's going on here in Southern California. So as of right now, somebody's listening. How do they protect themselves today?
If you don't have the vaccine, go get the vaccine.
Okay.
That's the number one thing to protect yourself. Number two is if you have questions regarding the vaccine, go to your doctor. Find those answers, discover those answers. But the first thing I'm going to say is go get the vaccine that protects yourself the most.
Got it. Yeah, Brian.
And I think they're saying at UCLA and some of these other schools, if you're not sure as an adult, like for me, I'm like, I think I got it. I mean, or whatever, you're an adult, you can get a booster too to make sure that you like you maintain that immunity.
Yeah, and the symptoms aren't coming out until about 21 days after you contract the measles, what I was reading as well. So you have no idea. You're cruising around 21 days later, like Dr. Rutland's saying, you have a high fever, you get this rash situation. So definitely, if you have questions of it, go to the doctor, go to the hospital, and get that checked out. So thank you, Dr. Rutland. You guys can follow him at Dr. J. Rutland on social media. Writes a bunch of inspirational things there and also has a sick sneaker game. what did you bring with you this morning? You have some fire on your feet right now, my man.
So, yeah, I'm a huge sneakerhead, and the fire on my feet this morning is courtesy of my boy, Sir Castle Tees in North Carolina, but it's the Off-White Air Max Presto. The Off-White Nike Presto that came out about a year and a half ago. And what I did with them was I gave them to my boy in Carolina. And I said, listen, I want you to tie-dye them. But these are the colors that I want on the tie-dye.
Ooh, and so
they just came out super fire, super perfect. And they're just a great addition to the sneaker game.
Little pastel action. I like it.
Right. Perfect for Easter. It's like one of those things, like, you got to have a lot of trust in your friend to be like, yo, tie-dye these shoes.
I know.
I mean, that's possible.
And also, you got to have a lot of confidence to be able to rock them. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Pull it off. DJ Majestic is a huge sneakerhead. What are your thoughts, Majestic?
Damn, I thought there were some custom limited releases that I've never seen before. I was like, where'd you get those before I even introduced myself? Yeah, those are dope. I know the Off-White Prestos, but custom
Majestic,
like that.
Introduce himself to the sneakers first. We'll get a picture up on our Instagram for those that love sneakers out there at 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you, Dr. Rutland. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot.
The Chelsea Report.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, some breaking news here. It was just announced that she will perform at the Billboard Music Awards next week.
That
Wednesday,
is awesome.
May 1st.
Does she play the new song, you think, or does she go old school?
Well, I think she's definitely playing. It says she's playing the new song, Me, with Brendon Urie. They're opening the show, which is obviously a huge deal as well. So maybe she'll play something new as well. We don't know yet at this point, but for sure the new song.
And Chelsea will be covering the red carpet, getting the inside scoop of the Billboard Music Awards. By the way, we are hooking you up with passes to be there and covering your hotel room. That you can win coming up at 7:20. Just thought I'd let you know.
All right. It is Royal Baby update time, you guys.
All right.
We haven't done this in a minute. Brian, take it away, please.
Hey, 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 hey. Peasants, gather around. There may be a baby born.
Okay, there you go. Good job. So, less than an hour ago, an ambulance arrived at the home of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, which leads people to believe she's in labor. Her due date is early May, which obviously is what?
Right here.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
a week away.
This baby Sussex, they're calling it.
Baby what?
Sussex.
That's not a good baby name.
Am I not saying
that's
right?
That's probably not the government name. It's probably like its surname.
Yeah, yeah, because they're, right, I don't have it written down, but they're good. Like the Dutch and Duchess of
Got
something,
it.
Something Sussex.
Sussex.
So they're calling it Baby Sussex.
Got it.
I'm sure it'll have like, an official
baby
name.
Baby Sussex.
But this baby will be the seventh in line to the throne.
Seventh in line? Good luck with that.
According to royal tradition, the British monarch will be the first ones to know about the birth. Because Meghan wanted this to be super private. You know, you remember when Katie and William just had their last, it was like this whole thing. Like minutes after she had the baby, she came out.
Yeah,
I remember we watched it live.
Legit.
But Meghan doesn't want that to happen. So apparently the way this works, the British monarch will be the first to know about the birth. But they're saying, given the fact the queen is 93 years old, if it happens in the middle of the night, like they won't wake her up. So it could delay the whole process a little bit of when we will actually find out if the baby's born. So, but anyways, she's possibly in labor.
Maybe I dreamt this somehow. Have like smoke coming out of the chimney once the baby's born or something like that?
I think that's something with the Pope, right?
Yeah, that's the Pope.
Oh, that's the Pope?
I don't know why the smoke comes out of the chimney with the Pope in Vatican City, but that's definitely what
it is. Oh, that's right. When they're voting for a new Pope, the smoke comes out.
Yeah.
I remember something pretty high up there, you know what I'm saying?
No, they fire rockets into there, or they invade a country.
So those facts were incorrect when it comes to the royal family, but
see, I bet other people were asking themselves the same question. That's why I bring these things up.
Yo, I'm just excited that finally we're adding a little bit of complexion to that pasty family.
Yes. Get some swag and some flavor. You know what I'm saying?
So, this is interesting. Apparently, your guys' favorite, Lil Nas X, is thinking about changing his name.
I'm gonna right till I can't no more.
So basically he's doing it because he's gotten a lot of backlash about the fact that people are saying that he's copying rapper Nas.
With the name, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Didn't he say it was like kind of like a tip of the cap homage to Nas? Yeah. I mean, Nas is so far generationally so much older than Lil Nas X, though he's a legend.
I mean, lyrically... I mean, it's. I mean, Nas is. Come on, a legend.
You don't think that Old Town Road would have been on Illmatic?
He basically, but I think he was getting so much hate about it that he tweeted the other day. Nas is a legend. I never meant to disrespect by my stage name, and he just said, you know, I'm actually thinking about changing it in the future. So we'll see what happens. My only thing is, if he does it, I feel like he needs to change it soon.
Like now.
Yeah, because he can't do that. Like. You know, even in a year or 2 years, just like make it happen now. If you're gonna do it. But
hope we change it to Nazi Ray X.
Yeah. Also, also he is going to make a surprise appearance at Stagecoach this weekend with Billy Ray Cyrus. That is confirmed.
Do we call that for sure?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everyone called it.
I kind of, but that turnaround is pretty fast. Yeah. I mean, he went viral like a month ago.
Don't steal our thunder, Chelsea. We called it first.
We did, man.
We did. You heard it here first. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is interesting. New study, guys. The age of when women and men fully develop emotionally has actually shifted to 3 years older in our generation. Ooh. So we're a lot more immature.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line. And maybe you've seen it when you're dating and so on and so forth. Like, yo, man, that person acts like a child.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you playing like that? You know? I'm going to try to see if you guys can guess what age men evolve fully emotionally, and then women, all right? Mm-hmm. Chelsea, what do you think it is for men and women?
For guys, I think 35.
Oh, wow!
Damn, yo.
So why do you
date... There's a lot of dads out there right now who are struggling.
Why do you date dudes in their 20s only?
I don't know. I only... Like, 28's the number. I always end up dating a guy who's 28, and... I don't know. I don't have an answer.
That's wild.
But I think it's much older. I definitely think it's guys in their 30s. I think women, I would say probably like 27, 28.
Okay, so you're good. Brian, how about you?
I'm going 31 men, 28 women.
Okay, that's fair. And Tamara, social media guru?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Chelsea. I was thinking 35 for men and like a 28, 29 for women.
That's tricky though, because once you hit like 35 is when I see a lot of the guys that I know reverting and hitting like a second phase of being emotionally immature, right? Like they settle down, right? They settle down in their early 20s and then social media hit. Apps, they're single again, you know, divorce, whatever. And they are the worst. The guys that are back on the market in their 30s,
oh, forget it.
Where they were in a relationship when the app craze happened, and now they are single and we set them free with Tinder. Those people are scumbags. Yeah. And I know them, and I'm telling them they're scumbags.
Because when they were single before getting married, they were only exposed to their network of friends,
right?
In regards to who they can date. Now they're one button away for the entire world. Yep.
They look like when you walk by a house and they're just this sad dog in the window staring at everyone having fun. That's the life that they were living in their 20s.
Getting a date is like ordering something on Amazon, you know? It's like it shows up, like a package. Tamara, this is interesting because you're younger than Chelsea, but you date older.
Yeah.
Your dude's got to be at least 30 and you're 28.
Yeah, at least 30, The oldest I've dated was like 33.
Wow. Okay, and no luck.
Yeah, no luck. They're still immature.
What does that say about guy dating in LA for the fact that you were dating like the spectrum?
Why are you putting it on the guys?
Yeah, why are we acting like you two are perfect?
I have great catches, okay?
Okay, we are a catch. We are flawless.
We're high-value women, okay?
Thank you.
What I love right now is both of you guys are just pumping yourselves up, and neither one is listening to the other's statements at all.
All right, we start off with listening and humility. Let's start there. Anyways,
we're mature, right?
Here's the reality, right? Women aren't fully emotionally developed till the age of 25.
Mm. Are we good?
Yeah. Early on.
Tamara, I know you live at home with your parents.
Aye, aye, aye.
But do you feel you're fully emotionally developed?
I'm getting there.
I'm getting there, she said. And men aren't fully emotionally developed to the age of 28 nowadays. It used to be 25.
Oh, so I should be good by 28.
Chelsea, guys. So you stay with that 28 age men.
cool.
I mean, I think it makes sense, though, because if you look at, like, pervasive mental health problems, your brain is still developing as, like, an organ, as an entity, and your personality is still developing as you get into your, like, late teens, early 20s. That's when, like, a lot of, like pervasive mental health problems start to, like, you know, emerge. So it makes sense that your body and your brain and everything and your emotions are in this consistent state of flux that whole entire time. Yeah. And then you add Tinder to it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. So if you're out dating and you're under the age of 25 and you mess up in some way, shape, or form, just tell them, hey, I'm not fully emotionally developed yet. Yo, all right, give me a break.
You knew this getting into this relationship.
It's not my fault. It's science's fault.
That's maturity, right?
Yeah.
Who's getting shocked today?
Shock caller.
It's Shock Caller Trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Your chance to win our Amped Up Vegas experience. Two passes to go to the Billboard Music Awards going down next week in Vegas. I know last night were the Latin Billboard Music Awards. Those were fire. But this is for next week, all right? By playing SoCal Shock Collar Trivia, we're going to hook you up with three questions. Guess two out of three correct, and bam, you win. But every time you get an answer incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by a shock collar that will be wearing around our neck. You get to choose who wears the collar. Michelle from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us, Michelle. Who are you choosing to rock the shock collar this morning?
I'm so sorry, but I'm choosing Chelsea.
What? What did I ever do to you?
I got you, girl. I got you.
Okay, so this is you got my back. I'm not gonna get shocked.
I got you.
Look. Okay, I mean, you're confident right now, which I appreciate.
Hold on, this is.
I'm confident. I got you, and I can't do my Edgar. He's my paisano.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
By the way, paisano means she's also from Mexico.
Hold up. Listen, Michelle. It's not even like it's not even you. I don't know if it's the week Chelsea's had or what, but the callers came strong to shock Chelsea, and I can say that because generally I am the heavy favorite when people call in,
guys.
I love you, Brian.
So clearly, you don't love me. You love me the least. This is what's happening right now.
Stop being so needy.
All right. Get a shot caller on Chelsea, please.
Here we go.
Literally, guys, it's crazy across the call board. It's just Divine from LA was going to choose Chelsea. Benjamin from the LBC was going to choose Chelsea. Yvette from Placentia was going to choose Chelsea. Christopher was going to choose Chelsea. It's wild.
I was trying to empower my single females out there this week and stacking dates. Like, whatever.
Really? You're a hero this week?
Shakala.
So here we go.
Right, by the way, we are live on Instagram right now for your viewing pleasures. Mm-hmm. Again, Chelsea, the black shock collar you're wearing around your neck matches your top. So at least you look good.
Maybe I did that on purpose.
She said maybe I did it on purpose. All right, we're live on Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. We got three questions for you, Michelle.
Come on, you got this.
I got it.
Question numero uno, paisana. What part of Mexico are you from?
I'm from here.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Wrong. Trick question. Shocker. Just kidding.
The answer is wrong. What about your family, Michelle? Where's your family from?
Mexicali.
Ah, there it is.
Let's
Mexicali.
Let's just get on with this. All right?
Good stuff. All right, here it is. Question number one. What is California's state motto? All right? Option A, light it up. Option B, fierro, compadre. Option C, Eureka.
Why? I have no idea.
Well, that's tough.
Oh my God.
Option A, light it up. Option B, fierro, compadre.
Remember when you said you had my back?
Option C, Eureka. What is California's state motto? Go.
Option A?
Light it up.
She
that is.
With a question mark.
I'll tell you what else is about to light up Chelsea's neck. Let's go.
That is incorrect.
No. I'm sorry, Chelsea.
Are you gonna get it? It's not zapping. What's going on?
What happened?
Tamara's pressing the button, but it's not zapping. We got technical difficulty.
Don't give it to Brian. Do not give it to Brian.
I don't think it's touching her neck.
It's not touching your neck. The back part's got to touch your neck.
Come on, cheater.
By the way, that's how you know these shocks are real. Like, Chelsea wasn't feeling anything. All right, ready? Let's try that again.
Oh my God,
the answer is incorrect.
Nothing.
Oh, my gosh. I think the battery's dead.
No, it's charged.
My magical, you're not getting charged.
All right, we'll figure it out. Going on with the game. Unfortunately, Michelle, you got that one wrong. You need to get these two correct to win. All right, here we go. What is the oldest city in Orange County?
Feeling good.
Option A, is it Laguna Beach? Option B, Anaheim? Or option C, Hemet?
Anaheim?
That is correct!
Correct!
You need to get this last question correct,
or else... I don't know. Maybe Chelsea's just immune to shocking.
Okay, Brian, do you feel the shock?
Oh, man, you're asking me if I feel
the shock. Test it out real quick. Hold on. Yeah, Brian's going to test it out. He's putting it on his wrist right now.
Oh, yeah, it's in there!
Hold on. Chelsea owes us a shock.
Yeah, she got a plus one.
She owes us a shock, by the way, because it didn't work the first time. All right, but while she puts that on.
Inhumane is what this is.
We all agree to it and we cite documents. All right, here we go. This is the shock for the first question you got wrong. Ready, set, go.
Oh, man. Yes. There we go.
She graduated, man. She called for the father that time. Last time she said, sweet Jesus. This one she said, oh, Lord. All right. Third and last question. You got to get this correct, Michelle, to go to Vegas.
Okay, I got you, Chelsea.
You said that before.
I know. I don't know if I trust you. I'm also your least favorite, so.
What percentage of people in L.A. are unmarried?
Oh, gosh.
Option A, 5%. Option B, 10%. Option C, 74%. Unmarried.
You got
5, 10, or 74?
C. 74%?
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yay! Yay! That is correct. Congratulations. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Wow.
Shot caller. Michelle, thank you for listening to us. We love you. Have fun in Vegas.
Ryan,
oh my God, thank you so much. Edgar, can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
You know what? You make our day every day. My boyfriend and I, we drive to work so far. I'm an Uber driver and Lyft driver, and I drop him in Hollywood every day, and I work in San Pedro. We live in L.A., and you know what? I want to say something to you. You bless us every morning. You're so humble. Every morning you thank God, and that's the first thing you do is thank God to wake up. And I'm so happy for you. Congratulations for your new baby.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Thank God he's
that.
Humble because Lord knows I'm not.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Guys, I'm super excited because my daughters hit a big milestone yesterday in sisterhood. You know, you reach that level with your sibling once they pass some gas on you.
That's like in relationships too, you know. Yes, you finally hit that milestone where you can comfortable enough to like
stop blaming it on the dog. And
yeah,
on
exactly.
So my daughter Adiela, who's two, was carrying her little sister Alani, who's a month old, and she was saying "hermosa," which means beautiful. Aww. And then her face changes because the baby ripped on her in her arms. And listen to what she said:
"Hermosa,
te amo."
Ota,
popo. Oh, no, popo. Ota, popo, which means poop in Spanish. Check out the video. It's on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio.
And babies are not subtle when they let it fly, no, man. No. You can hear that across the room. You're like, whoa, what is that?
So cute, man. All right, familia, ready for the Chelsea Report?
The Chelsea Report.
Ozuna had a huge night last night at the Billboard Latin Music Awards. He took home a record-breaking 11 trophies. Yeah, so that's like the most awards anyone's ever taken home at the Billboard Latin Music Awards. He also took home the biggest award of the night, which is Artist of the Year. So obviously he's had a huge year. The next biggest winner of the night was Nicki Jam with 5 wins and Bad Bunny with 4. Shakira was the most winning female at the event with 2 trophies. But Bad Bunny definitely had like the best entrance. So during his performance of 200 MPH, he entered the stage from the ceiling, riding atop a jet ski.
Of course.
What? Really?
He's from Puerto Rico.
And he was like dressed in sportswear, obviously shades, and had like a life jacket on. Yeah. He's just so cool.
Just in case.
You gotta be safe even if your jet ski's flying.
I know. Some serious girl power also. Nita and Becky G premiered their new song called Banana, and it's fire. Here's a little tease. Have that chocolate, that yum yum, come give me some. I'm candy sweet as gold, it's soft like a sugar plum. Roll up that tootsie, that Hershey, that bubble gum. I got a sweet super love, baby, give me some. Come and come give me some. Come and come give me some. And then they're legit both on like a 20-foot banana. Yeah.
Literally just sitting on it and whatnot.
Innuendos.
Interesting.
Ryan has no words.
just a song about bananas and gum and bubble gum, yum yum. She's riding on a banana. I'm sure they'll be proud of that later in life.
Oh, shoot. So this is super interesting. We're finding out more information behind why Magic Johnson abruptly resigned as president of the LA Lakers basketball operation earlier this month. He did it super abruptly. He didn't tell any of the other executives. He just basically had a press conference.
He didn't even tell his wife.
No. Like, he just kind of surprised everyone. But this is crazy. So a new report revealed he quit after he was accidentally BCC'd into a chain of emails dissing his poor performance.
Oh.
The backstabbing emails were between Lakers owner Jeannie Buss and general manager Bob Pelinka. Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, Pelinka, yeah.
So basically in those emails, he saw that Jeannie didn't have his back at all, didn't like kind of come to his defense, and also like didn't indicate she was going to talk to him. It was just kind of them talking smack. So apparently Magic was just like, I'm out, dude. I don't want to work with these people. Like, this environment is toxic, and that's the main reason why he decided to walk away. And it's interesting because after the story broke on Thursday, he tweeted, "The truth will always come to light."
Ooh, there it is. But listen, that's probably happened to you, whether it be on a accidental CC on an email, or this is the worst. You're talking smack about somebody behind their back, and you accidentally hit the group text with that person in that group.
Or you just put the person's name, whoever you're thinking about when you're ripped, but you're going to text about someone to someone else, but then you put the name of the person you're talking about because they're the ones that are the foremost in your mind. Oh. That's when it's karma's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts right there, man. Oh, that now it makes sense why he was just like, he probably saw that email. Talking smack, it's like, I don't need to be here.
Yeah, you get to that point in life, too. It's like, I don't need to surround myself with these kind of people.
That point, he's a billionaire. He's Magic Johnson. He's got to have way more fun not being the GM of the Lakers.
Go take a vacation.
By the way, how sad is it that we're talking about the Lakers this morning instead of the Clippers?
Oh, that's right.
Hold on. Put your music on, Brian.
In the playoffs, playing the Warriors tonight at 7 p.m.
The Clippers.
I'm still convinced Brian made the song.
We rising. Clip Nation, Clip Nation, let's do this. You can catch one of my Clipper Nation shirt at the game.
Right, that's enough for
there
that.
There you go. So on that note, let's wrap it up. That's all we got for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Drunk people
whoa.
Saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
still love that it's all Joe Wow. That is the drunk one in that imaging.
The one that interviews the drunk people, yeah. Right? I love it.
You got to get on their level, man. It's like, you know, we need him to be able to translate on the fly, take that conversation to the next step.
We have to translate him.
Yeah, they're making sense to each other. That's the only important part.
That's usually how it works. All right, let's meet Marie. This is more of like a public service announcement as you're going into the weekend. You know, don't get crazy lit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you may end up on the Tipsy Talk with us,
right? Proud of
What's your name and where are you from? Let's start this interview.
Hi, I'm Marie. I'm from...
Even know where
I'm from Orange County. I don't know much about myself anymore. I'm normally the designated driver, so like y'all, I'm gonna drink because I'm not driving anymore. We about to go to In-N-Out. I'm about to live my best life.
Oh, that sounds amazing right now, actually.
In-N-Out breakfast sandwiches?
Yeah, for sure.
It's springtime in SoCal. Just for a spring fling, would you hook up with your ex?
Oh, no, I was just talking to one of my good friends about my ex.
Talk to us. Tell us.
I was like, yo, my ex, I thought I was over him, but I'm not really over him. Like,
damn.
I'm trying to move on, but then I'm not moving on. And I'm like,
Chelsea, you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
You thought you were over your ex.
Mm-hmm.
And then when does it hit you usually?
If like you run into them or one day you're bored laying in bed and you're like, I'm just going to go creep on them on Instagram for a second, and you immediately regret it because you're just like,
Chelsea.
But then Cinderella Man and Tinkerbell come through and you forget about your ex.
Totally forgotten.
Oh, my ex actually had that big of a hold on me. You know what? No. Because if I hook up with my ex, then it's going to be a whole new drama and stuff. Like, I'm going to find somebody new, somebody I don't know. I'm not even going to ask him his name. I'm like, yo, I like your face. Uh-huh. Let's hook up. And then we done.
Not a good strategy.
I actually think that could be a great strategy.
There's a measles outbreak. That is not a good strategy.
Did you not hear what happened at Coachella?
You know what? You got to live life on the edge.
There's a spike of herpes.
That's uncomfortable.
Thanks to Coachella.
Everyone.
Just
buying stock in Valtrex if that's your strategy.
So you'll hook up with any guy that has a cute face?
He got to be black, though.
He wouldn't be a Latino. Mm-hmm. Not white. Mm-hmm. Not Asian.
White boys got some drama, though, but like...
Is that true, Brian?
That's trash, man. Every dude in their 20s and 30s has drama. If you have a phone, you have drama.
If you have social media, you got drama.
If you have DMs and they're open, you have drama. I don't care what ethnicity you are.
A person of color, you good. But anybody else? I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to pass real quick.
Are you wearing the best outfit out of all these people right now, all these girls and all these guys? Be honest with us.
See, some people are cute, but like, you know, I'm wearing the best outfit. I'm going to rock it because my confidence is better than all of them.
Yeah. Mm. Why?
I have the best confidence. Yeah. Like, I was walking in here like, y'all don't know this. Like, I'm repping Wakanda. If you ain't repping Wakanda, you doing it wrong. So I was like, I'm out here repping Wakanda, being happy. And I'm like, Wakanda forever? Yes, it's Wakanda.
Drunk people
whoa.
Saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy Talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating live on your radio. The hookup hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. I'm feeling love is in the air. You're about to meet our two listeners that are going to enter the hookup hotline. We got Anna, age 30, from West Covina. Good morning, Anna.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great, Anna. I want to introduce you to Ray, age 28, from La Brea. What up, Ray?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Fantastic, man. If you guys have a daughter, you can name her Anna Ray.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
Just saying. I like that name right there, right?
What about Rayanna?
Rayanna, too.
Does anyone ever do something like that?
All right, you got 97.1 seconds on the clock. You can ask each other whatever you want. Let the hookup begin. Go.
So do you like to travel?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Sure.
Top three places you've been?
Well, let's see. I've been to Europe, been to Italy, France. Okay. I love the Caribbean. In the United States, I love Asheville, North Carolina.
Great city.
And it's like, I'm a flight attendant.
How about you? Do you travel much?
Yeah, I travel all over the world. What do you like to do for fun?
Oh, I like to go hiking. I love to swim. I love theater, art, you know, music and concerts. How about you?
Awesome.
What do you like to do for fun?
I love music. I love concerts. I'm a big musician myself. And I just like to travel the world, seeing new places. And what do you do for a living?
Oh, wait, did you say you're a musician?
Yep.
Oh, what do you play?
I play the bass and the trumpet.
Bass and trumpet. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I wanted to ask you something, though. How do you feel about dating somebody who's technically still married.
Kill me?
Technically still married?
Yeah.
Are you planning on getting a divorce?
Yeah, we're just waiting for the paperwork.
So are you guys still together, or did you guys split yet? Or?
We're still living in the same house, but he's dating other people, I'm dating other people, and we're just waiting for the paperwork to come back. You know, the whole, it takes a while to actually get officially divorced.
One of those, huh?
Time's up!
Oh, you didn't even let him answer it.
You're cold-hearted,
Edgar.
Brian, in your divorce, were you already dating before the divorce was final?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Paperwork-wise?
Yeah. Because it took, like, 3-4 months, but it is a thing where, like, you know, you got to bring that up, and it's like...
That's still a rush into another relationship.
I mean, no, I didn't say I found the one. Yeah, I just said I was out and about.
All right, guys. So now you get to decide if you want to continue the hookup or hang up based on what went down. Ray, you're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Anna's answer. That way you won't be able to be swayed by it, all right?
Okay, cool.
Hang tight, bro. Anna?
Yes?
What are your thoughts on Ray?
I'd like to go out with him, meet him.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of similar interests, you know? It sounds friendly. It's good, good friendly banter.
Good flow.
How do you think he's going to react?
I think he's going to say yes. He didn't seem too bothered.
All right, fantastic. So continue the hookup, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Anna, hold on. You're going to be on hold and won't be able to hear his answer now. Hold on. Big Ray.
Yo, hey, how you doing?
Great, man. Keep it real. Be honest, bro. What are your thoughts, bro? Hook up or hang up?
You know, she's a little... I mean, I asked her the top three places, and she listed, like, 25. So it's pretty apparent that she doesn't know how to listen to questions.
Ouch.
Plus, on top of that, she's got some issues I think she needs to work out with her and her husband or her ex-husband or whatever you want to call it. So, I think I'm going to just bounce on this one. I'm going to pass.
You going to hang up, bro?
If she was single, then I'd probably go on a date, but she's not.
I mean, look, she will be single eventually, you know, when it's all said and done. But no matter what, that ex is still in the picture, kind of. And they have to be.
Yeah, you know, you're just, like, kind of walking into a storm.
I want to date with somebody with an empty suitcase. And she sounds like she's got some things in her suitcase.
She's got a wheelie bag.
We don't know for sure if she's got tons of baggage or not. You know, stuff happens, man. Relationships don't work out. And at least she was upfront and honest about
it. The way she travels, it sounds like she's got plenty of baggage.
All right. Here we go, my man. I'm going to bring her back on. Anna, Ray, thank you for being on the hookup hotline.
Sure.
Ray, Anna decided she wanted to continue the hookup with you.
I'm just going to have to pass. I can't deal with somebody that still has prior relationships with, you know, especially a husband.
And unfortunately, Ray is deciding to hang up after this.
Really? Well, I mean, our marriage has been over for the last year.
But you still have that relationship going, so I'm going to go ahead and pass on this one.
No, we don't have any kids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm trying to look for somebody that's 100% single.
I understand.
Ray, Anna wants to know if she can have your number and call you as soon as the divorce papers come through.
No, but you can maybe hit me up on Instagram or something.
I use that when I don't want to give my number away.
Also, you know, we don't even know what the details are. Maybe she's about to cash in.
Hey,
I could hit some of those islands again. Or it could be like my situation where someone else does.
Whoops. I'm sorry it didn't work out today. Anna, I appreciate your honesty. Wish you all the best in that process. I know divorces can't be fun whatsoever, but I wish you all the best.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for being on, man.
Thank you.
So awkward.
Nah, there's no way for it not to be.
Is it always awkward to talk about the D word?
Well, it depends on the D.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Brian's got a very special shout out this morning.
Yeah, I worked at this organization last year called Freedom and Fashion. Really cool. I emceed their fashion show down at the Museum of Natural History. And their mission's awesome. They help women locally who are survivors of human trafficking, domestic violence, and empower them to learn design and design their own clothes. And emceeing the fashion show was so dope because you got to see, like, on models, the clothes that these women had designed. And just see their faces, to see, like, their creation off the paper to these models. And the event was amazing. And right now they're up for a huge grant through LA 2050 Grants Challenge. And we're going to put a link over on at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram. Swipe up and you'll see a picture of the fashion show last year. And it's a big grant that'll help them expand their program and help more women. And the great part is it's local. So it's helping women in your communities that overcome, who have overcome, already overcome some monster challenges in their life, learn some skills, and whether they get it, stay in fashion or move into something else, like that confidence is unbelievable.
It's empowering them, absolutely, man. So that's awesome. Make, get more info on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that, my man.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, time to celebrate some new music of Friday. Here on this Friday, there's been some good music that's been released. Obviously, the talk of the day is Taylor Swift. She released, you just heard the song, Me, and we're going to play it here at 97.1 Amp Radio every hour for 24 hours. So there's that.
A billion times.
Get excited. A few other new releases to note. So Pink actually dropped her album, Hurts to Be Human, today. Mm. It's a pretty big deal, much anticipated. And this, the actual title track from the song called Hurts to Be Human is a collab with her and Khalid. It's very, it's an emotional ballad just basically about how being a human is hard.
God, it hurts to be human, but I've got
two dope artists together. Mm-hmm. I'm digging that for sure.
I feel like anything Khalid jumps on right now is gold.
Right.
It's so good.
Also, Pink has such a powerful voice. Because it's like, she's one of those artists that doesn't just sing because she has a great voice. Like, she sings from, like, you can tell it comes from a place of, like, really believing what she's saying, like, the heart and the passion behind it. And she just kind of fills a room.
Yeah.
And I just love her. Like, everything she, every time she speaks out about something, I'm like, right on, Pink.
Absolutely. This next song, so I heard it, and I didn't, I couldn't figure out who the artist was because it's very different for them.
Okay.
It's a song called Doom Days, and it's by Bastille, which were obviously, you know, they had Happier with Marshmello, and this song is definitely very haunting, different for them. It basically like reflects the problems in the world we're living in right now. It talks about being addicted to your phone and not being present.
Think I'm addicted to my phone, my scrolling horror show. I'm live streaming the final days of Rome. One tab along, it's pornographic. Everybody's added. No surprise, we're so easily born. Let's pick the truth that we believe in, like a bad religion. Tell me all your original sins. So many questionable choices. We love the sound that our voice makes. Man, this echo chamber's getting loud.
Great playlist so far for your Friday turn up.
No kidding, right?
I just, I literally realized, I was like, wow, these are all a little emo, which moves us into this next
one. Oh, that's so hypocritical though too, because it's a digital release for Bastille too. It's like, don't pick up your phone. Your record label's like, no.
Pick up the phone,
retweet. Stream it, download, retweet, spread the word. We don't even have physical copies of this.
So you guys are going to love this next one, because honestly, they're all a little bit emo.
Well, how about if I add some of these to it?
Yeah, let's do that. So this next song is by Lauv. It's a song called Drugs and the Internet. And it also is kind of, it's the similar, it's sort of as Bastille's. It basically reflects like the superficial nature of social media and its detrimental repercussions. So here it is.
Drugs and the Internet. Am I an idiot? Look quick. See you in
here.
I was back home with a drink and cigarette. Trading on friends for drugs and the Internet.
Jeez. Can we get back to some real music, bro, please?
Don't.
Here we go. Till I can't no
more. Goes to
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
What are you getting into this weekend? If you got zero plans, our girl Chelsea's about to break it down with some dope things to do here in SoCal. It's going to be nice today. 70 degrees the high and sunny here in SoCal. LA in the OC. IE in the Valley will be right around 78 degrees, so enjoy that. Chelsea, what do you recommend to get into this weekend?
All right. So for a fun date night family outing, either or, this Saturday, Street Food Cinema kicks off, which is so much fun. It runs all through the summer. If you're not familiar, it happens at Will Rogers State Historic Park. They have an outdoor theater set up. This weekend, they're playing the movie 500 Days of Summer, which is one of my favorites. And then right before the movie starts, they have live music performing. I know DJ Majestic, you do some DJing there, here and there. You'll be there this summer.
I got one on June 1 doing Crazy Rich Asians. I'm DJing before the movie.
I wonder why they chose you to DJ that day.
I have no idea.
Hey, we're
Where is, by the way, Will people Rogers? Can't see his majestic Asian.
So Will Rogers, it's I think it's like the Pacific Palisades area, right? I've only been a couple times. It's like a big park, but it's like right around that area.
Great date idea, by the way. Totally help out DJ Majestic get his girlfriend that he has now.
It also it's cool because they have food trucks lined up. So basically, you can pick what food you want. You have a picnic. It's so much fun. So all right, for those who want to make a difference this weekend, you can join the hashtag Lunch Bag, an LA food drive that's going down this Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a monthly charity event where you help make hundreds of sandwiches, which are then delivered to those in need. Music for the event is provided by our very own DJ Majestic.
Wow. You're everywhere.
Look at you.
Are you just reading off of DJ Majestic's Instagram?
Literally.
And all his flyers he's got up there?
This segment's called What's Madge Up To This Weekend?
Hang out with Majestic this weekend? No, by the way, serious note, DJ Majestic and I were involved with a hashtag Lunch Bag in New York when we did radio out there, and it's such an awesome event. You get to hang out, meet other people that are like-minded in the sense of helping out the community, and the sandwiches get delivered immediately after you're done to the homeless population here in LA area. You get to make notes for them. Yeah. It's really awesome. Cool. It's
We'll post the address on our social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, so look out for that. Another family fun event, so the 2019 Tamale Express Festival is happening in Paris, California. It's at the Southern California.
Not France. Paris.
I felt like it was weird just to leave it at Paris for some reason.
I think we're good.
The Southern California Railway Museum is where it's going down. It's 11 to 9 p.m. And admission is free, but there's something for everyone. There's a beer garden, performances, rides, and activities for kids, and then, of course, tamales.
Tamales sound good. Mm-hmm. Of course, if you're on that Clippers bandwagon like Brian is, they're in the playoffs.
Look
baby.
Out!
The Clippers.
Oh my God, this song gets me every time.
We will win. Tonight, Clippers, 7 p.m., Golden State Warriors going to be down playing them at Staples Center. It's 3-2 Warriors right now. But the Warriors look rattled. Mm-hmm. Kevin Durant, they don't have good chemistry right now. Draymond Green had a terrible game last time. Sweet Lou Williams going to come in and drop another 30 on them.
Yeah. Let's go, Lou.
And if they win tonight, they go back to Golden State on Sunday. So yeah, let's send the Warriors packing in the first round.
Also, the biggest movie of the year has its opening weekend. Marvel's Avengers Endgame comes out, so it's already broken all the records. But just a fun thing to do this weekend. Go see the movie. Everyone's going to talk about it on Monday. So
but you know what? We got to get that Clippers win tonight. I think we need to hear their theme song one more time.
The Clippers. That's right. We be rising. Clip Nation. Who? Clip Nation. Let's do this.
You can catch me wearing my Clipper Nation shirt at the game. Sport my J's. Our fans don't play. We so loud that they gotta tell us to keep it down.
Hey, best line.
Can you give me that line again? What was it?
We're so loud that they gotta tell us to keep it down.
Are you sure you didn't make that song, Brian? Please.
I wish, man.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Happy Friday. 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning.
I'm a sucker for you.
Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Dopest Moment Award goes out to Michelle from L.A., who won the Amped Up Vegas experience. She's going to the Billboard Music Awards next week, and we're taking care of a hotel. She played Shot Caller Trivia, and she wins the Dopest Moment Award because she kind of destroyed Chelsea with the shot caller.
Oh, cool. Glad we picked this for the dopest moment.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea has had the shot caller on, and unfortunately, Michelle got a couple questions wrong and shocked Chelsea.
Yeah.
Also, she hooked me up with some love. I appreciated that. And set up Brian for a great joke.
Wow, thanks,
hat
guys.
Trick right cool. there.
Here's that moment. Michelle, thank you for listening to us. We love you. Have fun in Vegas.
Brian!
Thank you so much. Edgar, can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
You make our day every day. My boyfriend and I, we drive to work so far. I'm an Uber driver and Lyft driver, and I drop him in Hollywood every day, and I work in San Pedro. We live in L.A., and you know what? I want to say something to you. You bless us every morning. You're so humble. Every morning you thank God, and that's the first thing you do is thank God to wake up. And I'm so happy for you. Congratulations for your new baby.
Oh, thank you, Michelle.
Thank God he's
that.
Humble, because Lord knows I'm not.
Thank you, guys, for Brian. You saved me out of that one, bro. Because, listen, if it's weird when we were live on the radio. Yeah. I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I appreciate everything she had to say, but I will say this. There is no I in team. But like Taylor Swift says, there is me and awesome.
So humble.
Oh, good times. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got Yes Your Thieves coming up next, taking over your radio. Check out our podcast. It's up on the radio.com app. Get it for free. Search Amp Morning Show, and there we are. Love you guys. Thanks for hanging out.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.